It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're about to hear from a lawmaker who's ready to loan another $25 billion to the auto industry. Congressman Barney Frank was a major figure in the financial industry bailout. Now he's a central player in another bailout, and he'll be on the line in a moment.
First, let's get a sampling of the testimony as auto executives appear before Congress. Here's Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd seemed to sum up the mood for everyone at yesterday's hearing. No one was happy that it's come to this, least of all the auto executives who were lined up at a table in front of him.
They are seeking treatment for wounds that I believe, to a large extent, were self-inflicted. No one can say that they didn't see this coming. Their companies have been struggling for years.
General Motors has said it could run out of cash by the end of the year. And during yesterday's hearing, for the first time, Chrysler CEO Robert Nardelli admitted his company could also run out of money. Ford is in a slightly better position, mostly because it took out billions of dollars in new loans before the credit market freeze. But the CEOs yesterday made the case that their current problems come not because they relied too long on trucks and SUVs, and not because they have uncompetitive cost structures compared to their foreign rivals, but because of the unexpected and drastic downturn in the global economy. The executive said they've already made big changes. They have plans for more fuel-efficient cars and new labor contracts. Chrysler's Nardelli said his company is now on par with Toyota in plant efficiency.
We wouldn't be here today asking for this if we didn't have a high confidence level that we could weather this economic trough, continue to resize, make these gut-wrenching decisions to come out the other side leaner, more agile, and for us, a higher quality, higher reliable product.
But sitting to the left of Nardelli, economist Peter Morici of the University of Maryland said the Detroit Three still have higher costs than Toyota and Honda. And Morici says $25 billion from the federal government won't fix that.
If things are so dire that they have to come here and submit to a government oversight board, government ownership, is $25 billion really enough in the grand scale of things? I would suggest if you give them $25 billion this month, they will be back.
Morici argued that the only way for the Detroit Three to fix their problems would be to file for bankruptcy and use the protection of the courts to reduce their debts and throw out their labor contracts. The companies say bankruptcy would be catastrophic, largely because customers wouldn't buy from a bankrupt automaker. Many who follow the industry are pushing for what's called a prepackaged bankruptcy, where the reorganization details are worked out beforehand so there's a clear plan for how the company can emerge.
I have to tell you, I don't understand the stigma that would come with prepackaged bankruptcy.
That's Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, who said he believed the CEOs might secretly prefer to file for bankruptcy so they could reorganize their company's cost structure overnight. The idea led to a fairly testy response from GM CEO Rick Wagner.
This idea of a pre-packed bankruptcy is pure fantasy.
Would the industry
talking about a Chapter 7 liquidation,
no,
would affect the supply base, affect the other two, and ripple across this economy like a tsunami that we haven't seen, and it seems like to me a huge roll of the dice.
Wagner is hoping that lawmakers will place a different bet, $25 billion, to see if Detroit can pull off a comeback. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.